Hi, I'm Tom Johnson, and this is why I started RIP Training. Now, if you know me, you know that I like to tell stories a little bit, and I like to waffle on a little bit, so get prepared for some of that as we go through this. When I was 15, I decided to stop playing rugby league. I'd played for most of my childhood at that point, and I loved the game. Like many kids, I dreamt about playing in the NRL one day, but as I became a teenager and continued to age up and move into harder competitions each year, reality started to become apparent to me, and I just wasn't that good. So after a season of spending more time on the bench than on the field, I decided to give it up after under 15s. But the moment I decided not to play again, I made an agreement with myself that I wouldn't just do nothing, and because there wasn't any other sports I was really interested in at the time, I decided I would train in our garage gym at least 3 times a week. And I did this. All through year 10, I trained at home in the garage by myself, doing mainly like basic bodybuilding style workouts that I probably found in magazines or little things online over the year, and just coming up with some basic stuff for myself. I slowly taught myself the basics of training, and whilst I did this, I continued to be involved in rugby league because I still loved the game. That was still what I wanted to do with my life and somehow be involved in rugby league. But I'd shifted my focus to the coaching side, and I wanted to become a coach one day and potentially a coach of a professional team. By the time year 10 ended, we were forced to pick subjects for the following year when moving to senior school for 11 and 12. At this point, my plan was still to finish my HSC and then go to uni for sports coaching. I didn't need to get a very high ATAR to get into sports coaching, so there wasn't much pressure for having to do difficult subjects or get high scores. But I had always been in some of the top classes, so when selecting subjects for going into year 11 and 12, my year 10 coordinator pushed me to pick subjects that would give me a high ATAR. This kind of backfired because when I started year 11 the next year, I found myself in subjects like advanced maths, advanced English, like big religion subjects, and my whole purpose of being at school was so I could move on to a sports coaching degree. After barely 3 weeks in year 11, I left. I decided to leave school, something that I never thought I would do, and I left because I found that I could study a Cert 3 and 4 in fitness and then do a diploma in fitness, which would then still lead me to be able to apply for the same uni degree in the same period of time, starting uni after, you know, essentially when I would have left year 12. So over the next two years, study-wise, that's what I did. I did both of those courses, but not long after leaving school, like a few sort of months into studying from home, just doing all my stuff online, I discovered CrossFit online. In those days, CrossFit was very big online and they were just starting to really make a name, and the CrossFit games and stuff was really big, and that's sort of what I found. This is where things started to shift a little, and before long I was trying some of the workouts in the garage. I remember my first workout I ever did was 7 minutes of burpees. Absolutely destroyed me, but made me want more because I saw what I got compared to what some of the top athletes got, and it was literally half, and it made me think, geez, maybe I'm not that fit. There's so much more I could do, and this could make me so much better. So I'd found the closest affiliate, which I didn't know there was one even any closer than Newcastle to me, which is like nearly an hour drive away, but there was, and there was one a 30-minute drive away, actually pretty close to where I now live, and it was in the owner's garage at the time. This was not uncommon at all for CrossFit gyms at the time, so it was in his garage, and it didn't take long for me to fall in love with CrossFit. Once I started there, and I started to know that this was what I wanted to do. I already knew I wanted to be in the fitness space, but even more specifically, this is what I wanted to do within that as well. I'd done, not long after that, I did work experience in a regular gym, and that made me realize even more that where I wanted to be was within CrossFit and in the CrossFit space, not just at a normal gym doing PT and stuff like that. So back in those days, I decided that, you know, I wanted to coach. But back in those days, pretty much all CrossFit gyms were a one-man show, and it was just the owner, and they were probably doing all the classes themselves, maybe them and their partner. So finding work as a coach was pretty hard. You had to be willing to travel. Luckily, I was still pretty young. I was still like 18. So I started to travel down to the Central Coast. I'd got some coaching down there during the weeks on, say, like a Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night. And I was lucky enough that I had grandparents that lived nearby, so I would stay there for that night, coach those days, and then come back. Did that for a little while, didn't stay there forever, and then continued to basically coach at different gyms for the next few years as well. I knew pretty early on that I wanted to own my affiliate one day. It kind of seemed like that was just a natural progression, and that that was, if you really wanted to make a career in CrossFit, that was kind of what you had to do. I was actually close to doing it sort of around 2015 when I was like 20, when I had gone down to Bankstown, coached down there for 5 months, and then come back up after that gym wasn't really working out down there. And my plan at that point was to open affiliate before I was 21. I'm glad I didn't end up starting that early and that I didn't end up opening then. It definitely, yeah, it would have been 4 extra years of head start, but it would have been 4 extra years of not getting all the quality coaching time and doing my time as a coach that I did end up getting. And that's what I did over the next 4 years, continue to coach, coached at 6 different CrossFit gyms. I got work coaching gymnastics in primary schools. I joined the Army Reserve, became a Defence Force fitness leader. And then finally, by the end of 29, with a big push from my now wife, probably wouldn't have happened without her, we actually started to make the plans to open Rip Training at the start of 2020. Like I said, continuing to coach for those years and doing my time really was a benefit, because when I then opened my own gym, I was very confident in myself as a coach. By this point, I was a CrossFit level 3 coach. I'd done it for like 6-7 years, which is well above the average in the fitness industry and in the CrossFit space as well. So I was confident in myself and my abilities as a coach, but I had a lot to learn on the business side. That was now a whole new thing. And it was probably one of those things that you never really realize when you start a business, that you've now essentially started a whole new career and you have to learn how to be a business owner. Over the years, I've thought a lot about why I really wanted to open a gym. And I think it boils down to 3 things. I love CrossFit, fitness and training, and I want that to be my life. And I can see myself doing that for the rest of my life. I love coaching and I love to help people. So that's the story of how Rip Training started.